Guta Guta, and welcome to another edition of Gleep Glossary, the sideshow where we talk about Star Wars characters, and I'm joined with, as always, the whole gang.
Hello.
Hi.
It's Andrew, Steve, and Chris.
Hi.
And I'm Eric.
For any booking agents, my name, full name is Steven Sadak, if you're trying to give me a separate deal. If you feel like that guy's really got it.
And it's spelled exactly as you suspect.
This is a highlight reel for Steven Sadak's next step. Anyway, today we're talking about a Gleep Glock. A Gleep Glock. Whoa, that'd be
that's
a fucking sentient gun. Actually, I do know a sentient gun. We'll talk about him later. Anyway.
Gunhead or whatever.
Yes, yes, yes. Daharhan, I believe his name is. Anyway, today we're talking about Garen Dan.
Ooh.
And this is a great one. This is the guy.
Come on over to Garen Dan's house.
Sounds like two buds hanging
out.
Yeah,
exactly.
Dude,
yeah.
Kegger at Garen Dan's.
This is the Mos Eisley spy that alerts the Imperial authorities about docking bay 94.
I know this dude. The dude with the weird,
weird
old,
nose, yeah.
Old-fashioned doctor nose.
Wait, turn docking coat. Bay 94? What?
What?
Can you just remind me
Turducken
of what
that is? Turducken Bay 94?
Docking Bay 94. Yeah. Is that what you said? What is that? I don't remember.
Okay, so the Millennium Falcon needed somewhere to park.
Right. That's where it is.
Yeah, it's at Docking Bay 94. Han Solo tells like Luke Skywalker and all them, meet them at Docking Bay 94.
Oh, right. Oh, also, so this is the parking space if you're watching the special edition where Han Solo steps on
yes.
Jabba the Hutt's
yes,
tail.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Did anyone, this was huge, and I remember exactly a moment in time, a perfect moment in Amber.
Fuck.
When,
wow, I wish I had those.
During the re-releases,
yep.
There was a parody song of the Copacabana. A Star Wars parody version.
Okay.
And it was at the Star Wars Cantina.
You got me so far.
It goes
on. Did Bill Murray do this?
Maybe it was.
No, that's Bill Murray just doing Star Wars.
I guess that's what I'm confused about.
But it's sung to the theme of Copacabana, and the thing is, at Docking Bay 94 at the Star Wars Cantina.
Wow. It's insane that you're remembering this.
Where did robots and something and old Jedi masters at the Star Wars.
Where did this play?
That's a great question.
Local radio, Z100 really? Specifically. Huh. Loved, and I was so into this shit.
Wow.
I think I would have been into that.
You know, maybe
I would not.
Eric, continue. I might find it, and we might listen to a little bit of
okay.
it.
Okay. So I'm going to start the entry now.
Go. Nice.
Do it.
The greatest spy of Mos Eisley's spaceport.
So says him.
Is the mysterious creature Garadin, also known as Long Snoot.
Due to Snoot! Due to what, Eric? Why would they call him Long Snoot?
His huge dick. He kept whipping out his snoot at the cantina. He kept getting kicked out.
My lord. Due to his long trunk-like nose, he wears dark goggles as his large eyes are very sensitive to the red wavelengths of light.
That's interesting because Luke Skywalker is also known as White Hero.
He is a Kubaz from the arid planet of Kubadia.
Kuba.
Dude, man, come on. Fucking long snoots coming over here taking the spy job.
Can I hit pause real quick?
Yes,
you pause. Fucking take that thing out one more time at this bar. I'm going to fucking execute
just
you.
Fucking clumps it on the table.
This is...
He'd probably have to like unspool his dick.
Oh, yeah.
His nose
thud.
Is that big?
Yeah, it's fucking, like a fruit roll-up.
His dick is like when those Italian sausages go around in a circle.
This
anyway.
Is one of those... This song is not just by anybody. It's by Richard Cheese.
You don't say.
I'm familiar with the work of Richard Cheese. All right, just a taste. We don't want to get sued.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Sample that shit.
Her name was Leia. She was a princess.
This
sucks.
No.
This is terrible.
Quit it. Richard Cheese is really litigious.
That is quite enough.
You can listen to the rest if you dare.
I
loved it. I taped it off the radio and I listened to it of my own accord.
Did you put it on some mixes?
Oh, maybe.
Well, congratulations, Steve. My asshole will never open up again. Clenched and closed for business.
At the end of this, I will also be adding an audio entry into this.
Oh, okay.
And you will see why then. And it will literally fuck you up.
Did Long Snoot record some stuff?
Let's just say Long's. Yeah,
he's playing his own dick like a bass guitar. Dude. Bow, bow,
bing, bow, yeah, bow. It's not music. It's not music. No, I just want to play some of Garrodin's lines to refamiliarize you with his speech.
Oh.
And then I'll tell you a factoid that is going to make you die.
Make me die? Because I know Long Snoot did a lot of tracks with Lil Wayne and Biggie Smalls and Nas.
Come on over to Garen Dan's house. They finally got some good weed. No,
the
weed.
I got some bad news. Gare died in a car accident. It's just Dan's now.
In Dan's, all that's left.
Is Dan the Snoot? Anyway.
Right. Right.
By the way, we're reading from the Essential Guide to Characters.
Oh, yes.
By Joseph Mangala.
this poor man. All he wanted to do was write a fucking Star Wars book.
All right. Yep. All right. He's got a rough textured greenish black skin, bristly head of hair of his species. I guess he's got more hair than his species usually does.
Oh, he got a fucking horse hair on the back of that head.
Like his people back home, Garen Dan eats insects, largely exotic delicacies shipped in from Cobra Kai.
Oh yeah, we gotta import those from Cobra Kai. You're gonna get them bugs around here.
Yeah, these are YouTube bugs.
It's not in this, but I did look up the Wikipedia briefly, and it sounded like his parents are like bug farmers, and they're like,
that's what you want,
Beetleman, like beetle livestock.
Tonight we have a neon caterpillar drizzled with beetle sauce with some bees on the side. Fricasseed.
Bug harvest is when I need you the most.
On Tatooine, he is almost always hooded under a heavy robe, leading inhabitants to speculate wildly on his species and planet of origin.
See, that's a total high school move. I wear this huge coat, and everyone's going to be talking about me afterwards. Like, ooh, what's his deal? Wow.
Look at that coat.
Yeah, exactly. Meanwhile, I was like, little fucking nerd. Garen Dan, you fucking suck, dude.
You said he has a long hood?
Yeah. He's
uncircumcised?
By the way, the biggest narc in the galaxy. This
exactly.
Dude.
He is. Yeah, he's a famous shithead.
And he ain't cut.
Rumors abound that Garrodin is fabulously wealthy. He's rarely seen with large amounts of credits, but when called upon to pay for information, he could provide the credit chits immediately.
You know what I think that is, by the way? He's just passing funny money, dude.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Dude, yeah. He gets just making fake money up.
Gets his arm cut off over over his Confederate doubloons that he's spending around town.
This looks like a fake chit. You can't have this bowl of bugs.
The information Garrodin gathers is available, for a price.
I knew it. Oh, that rascal.
His only allegiances are to himself. The fact that the local imperial prefect pays him well only means that Garrodin hasn't found a better offer.
Fuck, dude, this is like Casablanca.
It's pretty awesome, right? Even Jabba the Hutt was wary of Long Snoot finding out too much about his business transactions.
Make sure that Long Snoot fuck don't hear about this one.
Jabba the Wabba da huge dick a
body. That guy a fucking narc a manoka. That guy fucker you shit up.
Garrodin bided his time, knowing that he would eventually acquire facts about Jabba and his operations.
Oh, now it's like House of Cards, dude.
Oh, dude, remember that part when Garrett and Dan tried to go to Jabba's palace, but they made him take his shoes off, but he wouldn't do it?
And then they pushed him in front of a subway car.
his feet smell like a shitter.
Information that that could make him wealthy. Like, so, you know, he wants to find out about Jabba's shit, and he knows he will because he's the best. One assignment from
Jabba, what's the crimes like today? No reason.
I just come here for the tuna fish sandwich. It's fucking great.
How's all your illegal stuff going?
You roll up to Jabba's palace just to have the tuna fish? Fuck off. There's a fucking space burger down the line. F word.
Could you cut the wings off my bees, please?
What assignment from the Imperial Prefect nearly cost the Alliance its future?
Oh, my God. Shit.
When Garrodin was hired to find the missing droids C-3PO and R2-D2, he found them with the old wizard Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, of course.
And a young farm boy, parentheses, what was that about? What's going on there?
I remember, by the way.
Wait, I'm sorry. No, does it say that?
No. No, it doesn't.
I remember watching one of the first times I watched Star Wars, I always was like, that guy, about Garrodin and Dan.
Yeah.
I was like, that guy's a huge character. Like, this guy, he's coming back later.
Oh,
or something's
shit.
You know what I mean? Like, watching it, I remember very specifically being like,
yeah,
that guy's got to be a huge deal. Like,
in the old EU, apparently, I didn't read any stories to lead up to this. I'm kind of winging it. This
yeah,
one, sure. Sort of like his favorite food, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
But he apparently was the guy who informed Darth Vader who the pilot was on the Death Star run that blew it up. Like, he gave up Luke Skywalker's info to Darth Vader.
He is the galaxy's biggest narc. What a fucking dick.
In the new canon, it's now Boba Fett who does that.
That's
and
fucked up.
If anyone's curious to read the Star Wars Marvel comic series line, they're actually really good. It's in the mainline Star Wars. I believe it's in the first trade or the second trade. It's very early on in that series where Fett meets up with Luke Skywalker and they fight and it's cool as shit.
Nice.
Yeah. And then Fett tells Darth Vader about it. Yo, look who I saw. And it's cool as shit. So anyway, Garrodin found them and the old wizard. Yeah, okay, yeah, I already read that. Okay. Long Snoot trailed them.
Well, he gave up the droids to the Empire, and then he gave up Obi-Wan to Child Protective Services.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know what this guy's up to, man.
Space CPS, dude.
Long Snoot trailed them from the cantina to Docking Bay 94, where they were meeting with Han Solo to charter the Millennium Falcon. Using his comlink, Garrodin brought stormtroopers to the bay. Only a combination of luck and skill allowed Solo to get his passengers and his ship safely out of the firefight that followed.
Well, what else do you need? I mean, skill, obviously. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then a little bit of luck never hurt anybody.
Guys, sure. Do you know why his name is Han Solo? Because he was the only one.
Mm. Oh.
He's got nobody.
He's got nobody.
He's got nobody.
Wow. Some may say.
Mm-hmm.
That's the dumbest part of that movie.
It is.
It's
I still like
it's
the
pretty
movie.
Good
it's still
movie.
Fun,
pretty
but boy, but that's like getting an anvil dropped on your head, that fucking line.
Well, you know, they got to do enough stupid shit to bridge the gap between the prequels.
Yeah,
well, the universe was dumber back then. What were you going to say,
Oh,
Steve?
No, I feel like that there's... like some Disney executive is like, well, that's not stupid enough. All right, can you make that a little stupider? Okay, that now we can make a movie.
Hey, Ron, go back and make that dumber. No, dumber.
Look, I need it to be not funny at all. How about that? Not funny at all.
We didn't have the technology at the time to be that dumb. So we had to do it now.
Garrodin's current whereabouts are unknown,
Fine.
But it is unlikely that he stayed on Tatooine amidst the turbulence following Jabba the Hutt's death.
You know what I think this signals, by the way? Garrett and Dan, dude, he's in fucking witness protection.
Oh, you think
he
so?
He just vanished, dude.
Well, I mean, like...
Now he's eating egg noodles and ketchup somewhere like
a
schnook.
Here's the thing. You fuck somebody over, right? You fuck somebody over real hard. It's like, oh,
hard.
You fuck over that Luke Skywalker, that little fucking farm boy turd, whatever. Yeah. And then you read the next day that dude blew up the Death Star. Yeah. You're like, oh, shit, I got to go into hiding.
Yeah, totally.
And then you read the next day that he's, like, overthrown the government. And
exactly.
He's like a warrior god, like a walking god on Earth.
It's like, yeah, I'm changing my name right now.
Getting rhinoplasty.
Now you can call me Johann Sleazebagano or whatever that dude.
Well,
was.
Do it by like Star Wars logic. You just go by like Dan Garen. Yeah, no, I don't know who that guy is. Anyway.
Obi Garen. You'll never find him.
Normal snoot.
After all, information can be bought and sold anywhere in the galaxy if anyone knows where to look. So Garen Dan is out there somewhere selling info to this day.
If you have any information about the whereabouts of Garen and Dan, please call our hotline.
Update. Garen and Dan was arrested mostly outside of Dagobah.
He was arrested initially for passing bad checks. When his actual true identity was revealed, he was executed on the spot.
That is funny when you watch the Unsolved Mysteries, the original ones on Amazon, and like, yeah, a lot of them have like update. They caught that guy, and then, yeah, sometimes like horrible triple murder of three small girls. No update.
Yeah. Still nothing.
Exactly. Running on empty over here on that murder.
Back to the crazy case of the ghost that burned down that barn.
Zodiac. Yep. Still don't know.
Update. Bupkis.
By the way, I noticed now that I screenshot earlier, because this is a light entry. I screenshot something from Wikipedia.
Nice.
That apparently Garrodin was dismayed when he received a message on his data pad that the bounty had been forfeited since the droids escaped. Then he fucking started drinking with the devil man at cantina, mulling over the fucking failure.
Shit, man, me and devil man got into it last night, brother.
Oh, man, I woke up this morning, had all this white dust all over my big nose.
I went home and I watched Space Flicks on my data pad.
I don't know, all I know is this morning my pee burns. That's all I'm going to say.
The Wikipedia also, I don't know where all these sources are cobbled together. I tried to track some down. Some of them were from like other books and guides and shit.
Sure.
Update. But
it sounds like Garrodin, they try to, like all these characters, they try to write it from their point of view, and it was like Garrodin was forced into service to train to be a spy. Right. And this, that. And now he's going to try to liberate his home planet from Imperial rule, and Garrodin's a good guy now. Come on.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, this dude's just continuing
just
to be a
bad guy. Can he just be a
That's
bad
just
guy?
That's just because you like the character design, which is a cool... It's a cool character design. Another reason I thought he was coming back. But doesn't mean he has to be a good guy.
But now, do you guys know... Okay, I'm going to... you guys don't know who did the voice for Garrodin, do you?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, well, I'm going to play...
Is it Dom DeLuise?
It is not, but no, right. You're kind of...
Lawrence Tierney?
You guys are both kind of close. Now, I'm going to play you guys... The voice of Garrodin, and you tell me what celebrity you think this sounds like.
Oh, I can't believe there's a celebrity involved. Is it Daniel Craig?
This is it. So we had that squealing, and now here's another line.
Wait, is it? Did we just get Welkered?
Brian Dennehy?
You did not get Welkered. Now,
Brian Dennehy.
I'm trying to think of size.
Supposedly. And I think maybe this is bullshit.
Daniel
maybe
Craig?
It's not. But that is John Wayne.
What? No.
They remodulated an old voice recording of John Wayne to make it sound like that, which you could have done with a vacuum cleaner.
We're going to have to continue modulating this because you can still pick out the slur he's using in this bit of dialogue.
Wait, that nerd used me for what?
Star what?
But it's just like...
Yeah.
You can get
I guess they fast-forwarded it, John Wayne.
You can get your buddies Gary and Dan, who you're getting high with, and have them talk, and then chipmunk sound it.
But then it wouldn't be a space western.
I guess that's true.
John Wayne. The Resistance. That sounds like some commie shit.
Yeah. Oh, you better believe it,
pink
dude.
Ghost Star War movie.
John Wayne is rooting for the Empire in the
definitely.
Theater.
Definitely. All I know is all these rowdies come around and start messing with the order of things.
All I'm going to say is one team's wearing nice pressed uniforms and one ain't.
What, Billy D. Who?
Space hippies.
Do you think John Wayne knew what Star Wars was?
Probably not.
He would have to.
I guess he was probably like aware of it, but he didn't know the nuts and bolts.
It's kind of shocking. It would have been amazing if this happened. If he like got like wrapped up in one of those like stupid knockoff movies, because you know that's what happens, right? You know what I mean? It's like, oh, John, you need to be one of those. You're gonna have to. Oh, come with me, Space Hunter. We're gonna figure it out together.
Yeah, with your light sword. Because he died in 79, so we had 2 years to know what Star Wars was.
Shit, he didn't even see Empire.
No, he didn't, dude. So you know, as far as he knows, the Empire was defeated.
You know his last words are Kurt Russell? That's all I did there. Apologies. Kurt Russell.
Can you imagine that? He just expires.
Well, anyway, that has been the Gleep Glossary for this month.
Yeah, and man.
I've been Eric Siska.
I've been Chris Gabin.
Steven.
Okay, Steve's on his phone. Probably
he wants
looking
to get
up
the
another
Copa. Come on.
Another parody song. This ain't Star Wars XXX.
That's just Steven.
I just want to get
Steven
to the
say Dak.
Steven Sadek.
Andrew Jupin.
I comment below if that was worth it. And I've been Eric Siska. Go eat shoot yourself.